Who better than Vinnie Mac? Who better than me?
Wrong track. Let's get to the real thing.
Well, well, well. It is I, the bacon in her egg, the man for whom she begs, and the face between her legs. Joe, I shoot out a full condom filler, and it tastes like vanilla. Gerker.
You are completely pathetic.
Let's do it, Dan!
I don't understand what's going on here.
What?
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
Vinnie Mac.
Do you have both male and female genitalia?
What?
Keep your mouth shut, Hermie. You have one set of absolutely nothing.
This is what I did in my spare time 20-something years ago. Mashups making fun of hotlines.
It's time to make...
What?
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
So I gotta be a little careful with some of the music, but... I found a whole bunch of these mashups I did back in 2000. I kid you not, 2001, 2002. Making fun of hotlines.
What? 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 Hi, I'm ML Curley. We got a report today that Vince McMahon may be, no. Coach Kirk's wrestling line. Back next Wednesday after midnight for your next report. Anyway, like I was saying, why am I even speaking on this line?
I'm going to take a leak. This guy sucks!
Hi, and welcome to the Raven's Nest with your host, Jamie.
Who is this Rudy Poo?
What?
I'm doing a poll. Who do you think from the Alliance should go to the Alliance at Survivor Series?
Dead. Dead. These hotlines were dead.
This is Tuesday. Being here on the Wide Duck update around 5:30 p.m. or I want to thank everyone for calling.
You have reached the Chokeslam Wrestling Hotline. Wrestling fans, the poll results are in as Triple H defeated Triple H. You can vote on today's poll, which will feature Vader battling Vader. Once again, that's Vader battling Vader.
Should we do one more? Should we do one more just for the fuck of it? Not much going on, should we? Yeah, here's another one.
The Arizona Diamondbacks won the World Series. Can you dig it? What does Booker T say? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? What does Booker say? Can you dig it? Dig it.
Oh, my God. Let me see if I can go to it. Now, this is just talking about the Diamondbacks when they won the World Series of 2001. Yeah, that's 20 years ago. That clip. See what this one's all about.
Do you smell what Mark Green is cooking? What does The Rock say? Do you smell what Mark Green is cooking? Do you smell what Mark Green is cooking? I hope Mark Green wins.
Shut up, jabroni, for The Rock slaps the taste out of your mouth.
Makes fun of anything.
Let's do it, Dan.
What? What?
You make me sick.
What?
This one is going to...
Hi, and welcome to the Raven's Nest with your host, Amy.
Who is this Rudy Pooh?
What?
You have reached...
Oh, it's the same shit. All right. I haven't gotten through them yet, but I found a whole treasure trove of crazy shit, man. I tell you, I'm lost for words for some of this stuff. I don't even know what this one is.
Message just started. You have...
Howie, stop saying you want to screw Lou and Michael on my voicemail. Because I'm going to say something to you. Vinny did get thrown against the wall at the Port of Authority. And you know why he didn't do a report tonight? Because he's scared of my friends, the undercovers. And if you were there a couple of nights ago, my friend would have pinned you to the wall and thrown you against the wall, you little short old monkey. And I'm going to say something to you. You say you want to screw little Michael? Well, screw you. Because if I ever see you at the Port of Authority with Vinny next time, I'm going to have my friends put the cuffs on you and Vincent. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? My friends almost arrested Vinny that night, Friday night, 11:30 at the Port of Authority.
Message just started.
You know what? You made a big mistake because they have caller ID and they seen your number, Mr. Wiener. Okay, it's a David Wiener on that number, okay? And I'm going to say something. You were hooked into the police department. So your number is hooked into the police department. Don't even fuck with it because they have caller ID. Okay? You did your shit 6:45 this morning? Well, I'm going to say something. They have caller ID.
Message discarded.
You're a sick puppy. You think you're going to knock out my voicemail, you prick? Let me explain something to you. The police are in on you, okay? And I'm going to say something. They're coming for you in Coney Island and those projects. And I'm going to say something to you. You have the balls to try and knock out my voicemail. Well, it's going to be back on soon. And Howie, they're on to you, okay? They are on to you, and they're on to Vinny. Vinny Figueroa, Jones Figueroa, Vincent Smith, you know, 910th of Red Avenue. The police are going to come with the van to get him, okay? And then they're going to come hunt you down in Neptune Avenue, where you are, okay? Vinny gave me your address in Neptune Avenue. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I gave the cops your address, and they're coming to get you in the van, okay? So stop your shit, because Vincent gave me your address. He's not a friend.
Message just started.
Next time I hear your despicable voice about little Michael, as soon as I hear your voice, I'm pressing the 3 button. I won't even hear the message. Don't even waste your breath, you bum. You know what I said? And my friends, the undercover police.
All right, I can't. I have to go through this. But that's what it was like back then. Replace hotlines with social media, and I think it's almost the same thing, man. Can you imagine if these guys had Facebook and Twitter? This was even before MySpace, I think. So what's going on, everybody? Thursday night, May 13th, 2021. I'm back once again. I hope everybody is doing well. And yeah, that looks a little better. Lenny is still alive, as far as I know. I haven't talked to him in ages. I don't know if I really want to reopen Pandora's box and, bring this guy on here. Because a few of you have actually asked and said, man, you know, bring him on. You know, let's see. The guy's got to be, what, in his 80s now? I mean, because he was in his 60s back around 2000. Insane, man. These people are all a couple of screws loose. I think we all have a couple of screws loose. Oh, I didn't even do an intro tonight. And there's a reason why I wanted to do the intro. So, I wanted to do this. I'm not going to do the whole Goodfellas thing. I'll do that at the very end.
Every Thursday night, you ask the questions, DT gives you his answers. No holds barred.
It's Q&A with Don Tony. This is your chance to speak your mind and be heard about anything.
Q&A with Don Tony. And now, your host, Don Tony. Tony.
Don Tony.
Sorry, audio only people. Sorry, audio only people. You want an honest, true story? I was going to set them on fire on the show instead of cutting them with scissors. But thank God I did a test run first. I'm not kidding. This is no bullshit. I went to my sink, and I took one of the white masks, and I lit it on the sink. And I had a bucket of water, and I figured if the flame goes out of control, I just drop it in the bucket of water. What happens? I don't know if you could see that. I don't know if you could see that. Maybe not. But piece of the string on fire went right below my fingernail. You could probably see it better up like this. I don't know if you could see that. You see that like all like swollen and bruised? Like my finger looks all fucked up. Yeah. So, yeah, I was going to set them on fire. Thank God I did a test run. Something tells me we would have had an ultimate disaster over here. I don't want to go viral from setting my house on fire. So, yeah, no joke. No joke. Did you see the news today, everybody? Did you see the news? You know, it was funny because a week ago, they had a different variation of this. Choosing safer activities. On the left is vaccinated people. On the right, on the left is unvaccinated people. On the right is vaccinated people. Green means go. Green is good. Red is not. Red is stop, halt. Stop what you're doing. Yellow is proceed with caution. They use the traffic light system. So today, told you it was going to happen. Today, they announced that people who are vaccinated can now take the mask off indoors, outdoors, in public, gathering stadiums, with the exception of prisons, doctor's offices, planes, trains, not automobiles, it's a movie, planes, trains, buses, government buildings, and if any business still wants to do the mask mandate. So if you walk into a deli and they leave a sign on the door that you must wear a mask, you have to listen to it. I don't know how long that'll last, because if the CDC now goes public and says people who are vaccinated can take off the mask, that's it. For the most part, take off the mask. What are you going to do? Local businesses do not have, you know, that kind of power. So you will see, be prepared, everyone. You're going to see crazy-ass cell phone footage. You're going to see people out there that are going to walk into Walmarts. I mean, we saw it already during the pandemic. But now you're going to see them walk in without the mask. And the store's going to say, you still got to wear the mask. And they're going to be like, no, no, no. I follow the science. CDC, look at the right. Look, you could walk, run, Joey 924 it, bike outdoors. It's okay. All this stuff. If you're vaccinated, it's okay now. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. I want you to pay close attention to one thing tonight. I don't know how you all feel about Dr. Fauci, but something I've been saying for about 8 months, and if you're part of our Patreon family, you heard Mish and I get into a heated discussion yesterday about masks and the scientific studies. And do you know, I think it's Lester Holt. I don't really follow him, but he interviewed Fauci tonight. And he said to Fauci, you know, what studies, what transpired in the last week to make this dramatic change where vaccinated people don't have to wear masks anymore? Do you know what he said? Their suspicions is that fully vaccinated people are pretty much immune to this. Suspicions. Once again, everyone, they refuse to bring up studies. They refuse to just say, we've done studies for the last 8 months and it shows that it's 99. They don't give you specific numbers. They use the word our suspicions. Mark my words. You're going to find out. Might be a couple of days from now. Might be a week from now. Might be a month from now. Might be a year from now. You're going to see controversy and find out that the CDC knew a long time ago that if you were fully vaccinated, there was no evidence that you can be reinfected on any serious level. When they use the word suspicions, that's like these goofs today on the websites for wrestling and said, you go think I'm kidding, word for word. Some of the websites said, probable date for WWE bringing fans back to shows revealed. Seriously, think about that statement for a minute. Probable date for when fans could return to Raw and SmackDown. Probable date. Probable doesn't mean you know shit. Now, the date that they're playing around with is July 16th. Remember, July, August. But probable date means you don't know. You don't know. How's about the word possible, rumored, probable date? These people are whack, man. These people are whack. Yeah, I have a light strip above all the artwork, and it's cool because the light strip, it's not very bright, but you could change the colors on it. So I decided to do a little bit of a blue backdrop tonight, you know, kind of like make things a little relaxed, you know. And a lot of people tell me the backdrop should be blurred a little bit as well. I mean, I'm still new to all of this. But, yeah, so all of you out there, now look, individual states make the final decision. But here's where they're really going to get put to the test, because I can't speak for other states out there, but I know here in New York, Cuomo, all they kept saying is, we follow the science. We follow the science. We follow the science. Well, now the science just said vaccinated people do not have to wear masks, period. Period. So if they don't change it in a day or two, you're going to see all this uproar shit. And trust me, Cuomo is doing everything to play face after all the controversy that has gone on with the deaths in the nursing homes and the sexual allegations. I've said it all along. I think he survives all of that. I think he survives all of that. I mean, you're going to look back on it and going to say, look, we were in an unknown and, you know, there was mistakes made and this and that. And, you know, that's what's going to probably happen. But hope everybody's doing well tonight. You know, we have an interesting contest tonight. I definitely want to put the family back on the screen so everybody could get a little idea as far as what everybody is talking about tonight. Obviously, I want to give some special shout-outs for our super chatters, as always. Crazy Cruiserweight. Could I settle the beef with Ken terminated by DQ and SoFly? All right. Now, look. I'm going to just say this very simple. All right. I know not everybody that chats on here on YouTube gets along. I know there's a lot of difference of opinion. Some people despise AEW. Some love AEW. Some people don't like NXT. Some people love NXT. Some people can't stand Raw. Some people can tolerate it. Some people want to get vaccinated. Some people do not. I mean, there's a whole wide, diverse amount of views over here. But seriously, if someone here you disagree with, I don't care. You know, I'm not trying to be cold about this, but I don't care if you super chat. I don't care if you give me oral sex. I don't care if you're my brother. You know, everybody here is family. And if somebody you disagree with, I don't think anybody has any right to be putting anybody down. You know, I'm not trying to be principal here and really make things strict. But, you know, respect everybody else that is here tuning in. Because, like I said, one of the things I vowed from day one was I'm not going to be these clickbaiters. I'm not going to be these Debbie Downers. I'm not going to be the ones that only write dumb shit because misery loves company. You know, case in point, you know, oh, they show a match, two women on AEW Dark. One does a move off a top rope, and it looks like she could have seriously injured somebody else's back. You know, people out there, it's like zombies to fresh kills. They're just sitting there drooling, waiting for fresh meat. Okay, you don't like AEW. All right, they do their version of the beer truck, the milk truck. They come out and they hit everybody with water. Big fucking deal. But no, everybody's got to throw their 2 cents in that Tony Khan is ripping off Vince and this and that. And the funny thing about it, the most hilarious thing about it, is wrestlers have used other wrestlers' moves throughout their career. Wrestlers from 20, 30, 40 years ago, wrestlers of today are inspired by wrestlers from yesteryear. Oh, this person reminds me of Bruiser Brody. This person reminds me of Billy Jack Haynes. This person reminds me of this person. This person is a throwback. This was, but that's okay. But because they do a little, you can never do it. That's it. Vince used the beer truck. You can never do it. Can't do it with water. Can't do it with nothing. Who the fuck are you? Seriously. And then the best part, Christopher Daniels. There's a piece of something. I didn't see it yesterday. I honestly didn't see it yesterday. There's a piece of something near his body on the floor outside the ring yesterday when he got busted open. Somebody, you know, posted it online and are now saying that he bladed himself and threw it on the floor right next to him. Now, I don't know if that was a blade. You know, the funny thing about it is we're in a 4K era. AEW did not stream in 540p on YouTube only yesterday. There are 4K channels, 4K TVs, high definition, high definition. Yet nobody seems to furnish a high definition screenshot of whatever that was near him. We don't know if it was a blade or if it wasn't. But when I watched that, I thought to myself, you know, I can't tell you how many times in my lifetime I saw Mick Foley blade, Abdullah the Butcher blade, Bruiser Brody blade. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people blade. But because it's an AEW wrestler, people have to attempt for the viral, the ultimate hand job on social media. You know, everyone else that blades right on camera and goes down and goes like this, Raven, everybody else, Terry Funk, everybody. You know, most conceal it better than others, but we have seen it. We have seen wrestlers currently on Raw and SmackDown who have done it, and that's okay. But it's an AEW wrestler. Oh, no. We got to fucking clickbait it, freeze frame it, post it, repost it, you know, write the catchiest Twitter comment to try to get 200 likes. Some people out there are just miserable bastards. Seriously. Just miserable. And I will call out shit when it's okay. I talked about some of the stuff yesterday I didn't like. I talked about some of the stuff I liked. But these people out there, all right, you don't like AEW. Do you really need to announce to the world, I don't like AEW, I'm not watching it tonight? Well, guess what? I wish people would have bigger sets of balls on social media, but people want to have friends and status there. But I wish when people would do that, I wish women, especially women, because I'm not trying to put heterosexual over homosexual, but there's a lot of white knights on social media that if a woman insults them, I mean, that's worse than cutting their nuts off. When someone announces to the world, seriously, to the ladies out there, do Don Tony a favor. When you see these goofs, especially the ones that, you know, have to hide behind baby pictures because they can't show you their face in 2021. When they announce to the world that they don't like AEW and they're not watching it tonight, you know, to tell you that, write on their social media, say, look, I don't like you and I'm not fucking you tonight. You know, see how it feels. I tell you, man, I'm just like, I try to socialize and I try to have some fun and everything. And I'm just consumed with all of this negativity. Jesus, the fuck is wrong with these people? I never in my lifetime about Daryl Sharma. The NXT referee that did the leapfrog, we talked about it yesterday a little bit. I remember when I was a kid, I'd go to Madison Square Garden and see like a midgets match. And the referees would always get caught in doing moves with the midgets. And yes, it was comedy, but the Daryl Sharma thing was supposed to be more of a comedic spot than anything else. How many times in the past did we see Earl Hebner push Triple H? Triple H would push Earl Hebner. Earl Hebner would push Triple H. Triple H would fall on the floor and look shocked. And then Earl Hebner would be like, I told you, don't put your hands on me. And I don't remember anybody running to MySpace. The fuck is Earl Hebner knocking Triple H on his ass? That's unacceptable, this and that. I never saw such insecure, grumpy bitches like I do in 2021. Just miserable, miserable fucks. Harris B, who would I choose? Missy Hyatt or Sonny? Both as their current selves. Wow. A lot of people know this already. Missy Hyatt, for a little while, lived 5 minutes from me. About 10, 12 years ago, Missy Hyatt cut me off accidentally. And the funny thing about it was, I don't know if it was Twitter or if it was MySpace. I think it was Twitter. A couple of people had talked to her on social media and said, hey, I heard about the story that, you know, you accidentally cut off DT, you know, near his house, and she blocked him. It wasn't intentional. She didn't know it was my car. The only reason why I realized it was her was because it was out of state plates. I'm not going to say what state her plates were. And when we got to the red light, I rolled down the window and I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you? Are you stupid? Do you fucking see there's two lanes here? And I was like, oh, shit, it's Missy Hyatt. kid you not. So I let it go. I kept driving. Sonny, you know, I mean, I've had a lot of interaction with her over the years. There's a couple of her personal friends that I am friends with that do tune into the shows. I'm not going to name them, but I'm going to be straight up with you. Some douchebag put up a YouTube video probably a week ago and said the 10 biggest losers in wrestling that are still in jail. And I'm like, you know, I understand, you know, people commit some serious crimes and go to jail for a long time. You know, some people, alcoholism is an addiction. Bad relationships can, you know, turn your mind into mush. And some of the people who are in prison really have a lot of issues. Look at Brian Christopher. I mean, bad segue because the prize tonight has to do with Brian Christopher. But look at Brian Christopher. He had a lot of problems. Guy wasn't a bad guy. He ended up going to jail. He hit rock bottom. And then it seemed like this was the first time that, you know, that they weren't going to do anything for him. And, you know, a lot of people think he killed himself. You know, it's very easy to put other people down. And I even think, I don't know if it was No DQ, but one of the websites even a day or two ago, and I swear to you, I would love it, seriously. In fact, T-shirt, any promotion, any wrestler you want, first person that comes up with this, go on Twitter right now and do a Twitter search for Sonny. And it's a photo. It was posted maybe 2 or 3 days ago. And the person wrote, caption this. And it's Sonny at her probation hearing where she was told that she has to stay incarcerated for a very long time. And I'm like, wow, what a horrible piece of shit to do something like that. Does she deserve to spend time in prison right now? Absolutely. She is committed crimes, but there's a lot more than that. And for some asshole from a website to write, caption this, I hope their mother gets a drug problem or gets some type of issue and gets in legal trouble. I hope somebody that they absolutely treasure and beloved does it. And I want to post their fucking mugshot And I want to see how pissed off they get at me. I think that is just some of the most lowest of the low. Mystery Man. Oh, thank you. Thank you. He likes the backlighting as well. I know someone is going to get who it is. Look, I didn't want to say no DQ because I don't want to single them out. But they are guilty sometimes of posting dumb shit like that. I just think that that's absolutely horrible. But I am friends. In fact, when Sonny first was put back in jail when she was, you know, stopped by cops, two of her very close friends and I had, through a connection, we actually watched her arraignment live. And it was sad. We felt bad for her. She's a human being. I mean, yeah, she's a mess. I'm not going to deny that. But, you know, people out there, your lives, I mean, it makes people feel better by putting down other people's shit. And I think that's just absolutely terrible. Austin loves the lighting. So Fly loves the lighting. Maybe we'll leave it like that from now on. Yeah, I like it. It's, you know, I changed it to like purplish blue just to have a little bit, you know, of a darker background. I think we'll leave it like that. We'll leave it like that. But getting back to the original question, Sonny or Missy Hyatt right now, I would choose neither. I would choose neither. It's not my style. I'm engaged. I like brunettes. So, you know, that's my cheap way out of it. So, I'm going to leave the purple lights. In fact, maybe I could get stronger lighting. I'll take a picture next time. I don't want to start moving the camera around because, you know what, at the very end, because I have the webcam going also. I have two cameras on right now. The very end, I'll tilt it up so you could see what it looks like. But, maybe I'll get, like, some stronger lighting so we could, like, you know, make it even a little bit nicer than this. So I personally wouldn't choose either, to be honest with you. But hopefully I gave you a good enough answer. Roger Rubio, he's enjoying the lighting as well. Thank you, Roger. I tell you, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. You know, in fact, I could even make, you know, the mood even a little bit better than this. But absolutely cool, man. Speaking of cool, shout out to OK Fabe, wrong button. What's going on, my friend? Doesn't have much to say today, but showing support, showing love. I started learning the Zoom software to host like 20, 30 people at the same time. I'm hoping in the next week or two that we could try it out, even if we just do it on a Thursday, or maybe we'll just do it on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, even if it's just for a half hour. So I'm going to invite, you know, a bunch of you, and Connor is, you know, right near the top of the list. I don't know who's at the top of the list, but I know Connor is, probably Mish would be at the top of the list. He does so much for me, and he's having a little bit of a, you know, deal going on right now, health-wise. But, you know, nothing serious, but stuff that needs to be addressed, kind of a wake-up call. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but nothing he can't fix, let me put it that way. But, Connor, much love to you, my friend. And thank you for hanging out tonight for a little bit. Before I answer more questions, contest tonight. This is going to be a treat. Now, I have this as a collectible, and it's something that I kept for a while. And I figured, you know what? Maybe somebody will like this tonight, because obviously the Bischoff shorts, I couldn't give those things away. Actually, I have somebody who wants to buy them, and I will sell it to them. But I figured today we give away, you know, a prize that I think is a little bit special, especially the fact that one of the three are no longer with us. But tonight, somebody, if they choose the prize, will get this autographed WWF magazine from April 2000. It is autographed by Rikishi, Scotty Tuhati, and Grandmaster Sexay. So the magazine is in excellent condition. And that is the actual magazine that you'll receive. And it's signed by all three. So I figured, you know, maybe somebody would like that tonight. And just for the hell of it, I took a picture of the back. And I know the color might be a little bit off because I took the picture while the magazine was still in the plastic wrapping. You know, I didn't want to take it back out again. I don't like handling those because, you know, they're very delicate, especially for a 20-year-old magazine that's autographed, but that's the back of the magazine. So, yes, you could have gotten a poster of The Rock with the milk mustache. So, what are we going to do tonight about this contest? Well, I wanted to do a watch-along theme, similar to what AEW did last year. You remember when they had those special hashtags that during Dynamite, a hashtag would pop up and then you would have to reveal the hashtags and I guess you were entered in a contest. But I thought, you know what? The more I thought about that, I'm like, I don't want anybody here to feel like you have to be glued to this screen for 2 hours, 90 minutes, whatever we do tonight. You know, I was going to put a couple of keywords and for, you know, you to obviously keep those words on the side. And then when we do the contest later, you answer right. And then you have to give the magic word or two. So I'm not going to do the watch along part tonight. So no worries. I don't want anybody to feel like you have to sit and watch every minute of this. In the future, when we start getting into some serious, serious prizes, I have this beautifully framed Ultimate Warrior signed photo. It is gorgeous. You could get easily $500 for it on eBay, and I'm not trying to Don West you. And it's from Warrior Store. His certificate of authenticity. This thing is nice. I have autographed photos from Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, Vince McMahon, Stephanie, a couple of other unique items here and there. So when we start getting into the more serious prizes down the line, then I would do a little bit of a watch-along deal because I don't want, because a lot of you out there are kind enough to tune in for most of the night. And I don't want somebody that just pops up 2 hours in, you know, listens to the show for 10 minutes, enters the contest and wins. I mean, look, if they win fair and square, it's fair and square. But I want to reward, and I wish I had the money, man. I wish I had the money that I could give everybody something here. But, you know, it doesn't come like that. And, you know, there's a lot of expenses still. You know, the website and the server and the bandwidth and all this other stuff, you know, it all adds up. But hey, you know, we're doing good right now. I thank you all for, you know, tuning in and keeping the support. Tomorrow, we're going to do the AEW and NXT quarter hour ratings. Tomorrow, we'll talk about SmackDown. Tomorrow, we'll do WrestleMania Backlash predictions. Ratings. Last week, I talked about NXT last week. I said I thought their rating would be 700,000. And I said, let's do 699 just to have fun. So my prediction was 699 and their actual rating was 697. Missed it by 2,000. Remember the week before, I missed AEW's by 3,000. I'm getting closer, everyone. I'm getting closer. Last night and the timestamp I spent a decent amount of time putting a bunch of timestamps from last night's show. So you could see the timestamp. My prediction last night was that AEW would draw 944,000 viewers. Their actual rating was 936,000 viewers. So between both shows, this close from nailing it. I don't think 936 should be surprising for anybody out there. You know, some of the newness of AEW will wear off a little bit as well. They're not going to do the 1.1, 1.2 million that everybody thinks. I every time I see a million rating, I think of ECW in 2000. You know, it's weird how you remember things from 20 years ago as a wrestling fan, and you almost remember like exactly what you were doing at the time. Now, usually it happens with tragedies. You remember where you were. The Owen Hart tragedy, Brian Pillman passed away, Eddie Guerrero, and you could go on and on and on. You know, it's some other deaths, like Chris Candido and Bam Bam Bigelow, I still remember what I was wearing on those days. I even remember little subtleties from those days. Very odd. But another thing that I always remembered was when ECW first debuted on TNN, And the main event, I think, was Jerry Lynn versus Rob Van Dam. It was a replay. It was basically the Get to Know ECW. And the rating was somewhere around 1.1 million. 1.1 million. Now, back then, obviously, you didn't have Hulu and YouTube, you know, like now. You didn't have those mediums where you could watch wrestling other ways. So 1.1 million back then, you know, would be, you know, a totally different number in 2021. But, you know, after a while, it would go 900,000, a million, 880, 900. And the sad thing about it was, you know, we covered it because I had my hotline at the time. In fact, I have a bunch of hotline reports with myself, Matt Zombie, Brian Damage, and even Timmy Arson, God rest his soul, from 2000 that I am going to be streaming soon. So you'll actually hear at that time, when ECW was still on TNN, you'll hear some of the hotline reports we did. But the thing with ECW was you started to hear concern that TNN was not happy with ECW's ratings. Then you started hearing rumors that Paul Heyman guaranteed them 2 million viewers. Then we took notice almost immediately that ECW was rarely ever publicized on TNN. I never watched the Nashville Network. And then later on, it was TNN, We Got Pop? Remember that? I don't recall ever watching TNN before ECW went on that network. But for some reason, I found myself watching Starsky and Hutch. MXC, was that it? With the Japanese people like running into like all the obstacles and getting all fucked up and everything. I watched Joe Schmo. What is going on? And I found myself watching a lot of these shows, Roller Jam. And I never saw commercials for ECW. But yet, Joey Styles, tune in to Roller Jam tonight. So you could tell that TNN was not giving a fair shake to ECW. And it was frustrating because every week when the rating would come out, serious, we would cross fingers. Not physically, but we would be like this, like, please let it be a good number. Please let it be a good number. Please let it, fuck, 1 million. Ah, shit, 900,000. That's how it was back in the day. Oh, I used to love Starsky and Hutch, Lee. In fact, I don't remember which car I had, but I remember in like the late 80s, me and my friend, we like tried to like roll off the car like Starsky and Hutch and Dukes of Hazzard when the doors wouldn't open. They just like slide in. Let's just say I was unsuccessful. I tried to slide in through the window. I thought at the time, like, hey, if I could learn how to do that, maybe it'll impress the ladies around the park. You know, instead of just opening the door and sitting in like anyone else, you slide in through the window, the open window. This fat ass was not getting inside the window. Trust me. But ECW, it was frustrating. But, you know, there was a, you know, little break-in period, and then the newness would wear off. It was a little depressing to see Paul Heyman, you know, on these shows, and a lot of what he was saying was true to heart, being frustrated. AEW is not going to stick around and keep doing 1.1, 1.2, 1.1. They're going to settle around the 800,000, 900,000 viewers. And I don't think that that is bad. You know, it's still a promotion that's, what, 2 years old? And yes, you know, when you see the banner of their roster and you see the graphic like I posted yesterday with them going back to touring, you know, they got a nice little roster. Absolutely, they have a nice little roster. But, you know, I don't think anybody out there should feel that 937 is a bad number. It's not a bad number. I mean, what we're starting to see, you know, and somebody pointed this out, and I was like, okay, Captain Obvious, if you add up NXT's rating from this week and you add up AEW's rating from this week, it adds up to about 1.6 million, okay? About 1.6 million, which was the high end when they were tuning in head-to-head. And what you're pretty much figuring out right now, and we talked about it before, is that you had about 700,000 diehard AEW fans that would tune in every week. Then you would get another 100,000 or so that are, you know, casual wrestling fans. You would get some NXT fans changing the channel, channel surfing a little bit. When AEW went unopposed, they immediately started with Tyson. So they got some casual fans to tune in that maybe don't normally watch AEW. So they did a great rating their first Wednesday unopposed. NXT, they had a core audience of about 500,000 viewers, maybe 550. They also would get 50 to 100,000 casual viewers and some AEW fans channel surfing. When they went unopposed, that 550 to 600,000 NXT fans moved to Tuesday nights. You had 700,000 AEW fans that you could have unopposed, convinced them, hey, watch us on Tuesday night also. And NXT did a horrible job those first 3 weeks trying to get new viewers. You know, I don't accept the, well, it was WrestleMania, it was TakeOver, and there was a little bit of a break, a vacation. No. You know, no. When you are, you know, trying to attract as many people as possible, you never let your foot off the gas. You know, there is smoke and mirrors. And they could have done just a like they did last week with Pete Dunne, Kyle O'Reilly, Finn Balor, and Karrion Kross. And then Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano. They could have done that the first week. Obviously, it would have felt a little bit rushed, but you could have had a simple brawl, pull apart bullshit, disarray, and it could have popped a rating. Remember when I say like car accidents, you know, crash TV, you can't seem to turn away from it? AEW is still doing a lot of crash TV. NXT has upped it. A Falls Count Anywhere match and a street fight all in the same night. And Dunn, O'Reilly, Balor, and Cross going at it. Brawl. You'll find that a little odd. Three crazy clusterfucks all in one night. So you could see NXT trying to tweak what they're doing a little bit. Because trust me, USA Network is not going to be content with them getting 600,000 viewers. But what's happening now is that the AEW fans, for the most part, are not interested really in NXT that much at all. And the NXT fans out there, you know, are not all that interested in AEW all that much. AEW got about 1 to 200,000 NXT fans to tune into their product on Wednesday still. NXT not as successful. So now they're going back to numbers comparable when they went head-to-head. Because even if NXT, and that's why, like I say, all these people blaming it on Biden's speech, the NFL draft, the shooting, January 6th, blah, 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 this and that, you know, that's bullshit. There's Raw since 1993. You never tuned into Raw on the USA Network since 1993, and you tuned into Channel 11, nothing on the screen. 12, nothing on the screen. 68, 69, 73. Only Raw's on? Nothing. There's always been stuff opposing wrestling. It's a bullshit excuse. That's why I laughed 2 weeks ago when Impact Wrestling, you know, their rating was 120,000, and everybody immediately, oh, no, it's because of the NFL draft. Says who? Says who? Says the excuse police? A week later, their rating went from 120 to 123. Let's see what it is this week. But I will tell you, from what I saw tonight with Impact so far, they actually tweaked a little bit as far as the AEW part of this. I think Impact Wrestling is starting to realize, hey, we're like kind of like hurting our own brand, you know, even though we're getting a little bit of an AEW. They're not getting no AEW rub. Just imagine how that feels, that you have almost a million wrestling fans that tune into AEW. You're tuning into AEW, it's because you like it. You know, you don't tune into AEW. You know, normal people don't tune into AEW, you know, with the hope that they could get some gotcha clips to get tweet fucked. Most people that tune into AEW, they do it for the reason because they're a wrestling fan and they like what they're watching. They don't have to like every single part of it, but they kind of like what they're seeing. And just imagine how Impact Wrestling feels like. All the AEW fans. I don't know who I'm impersonating, but just imagine that. You 120,000 viewers. Somebody asked me last week, I answered it on YouTube. Somebody asked me last week, what did Tessa Blanchard average during her reign? Now remember, her reign lasted, I think, until April of last year, and then she was off TV. And I only included the Impact Wrestling episodes while she was champion, and her average was about 167,000 viewers. So Tessa Blanchard, as the heavyweight champion, drew almost 50,000 more viewers than Kenny Omega is. And that is pretty telling. I mean, let's also be honest. You know, we've had a few other people that were in Impact at that time that are no longer there. But we're just focused on AEW right now. I could only imagine what Scott D'Amore and all of them are doing in the meeting and like, why the fuck won't these AEW fans watch us on Thursdays? How come we can't win over any AEW fans? You know, I mean, to this day, people still find it epic that Taz, who is now a WWF wrestler at the time, showed up in ECW to choke out Mike Awesome because Mike Awesome was the heavyweight champion and he signed with WCW and they were fearful that Mike Awesome was going to show up on Nitro with the ECW championship. So Mike Awesome showed up, you know, with security and, you know, was led into the back of the building because, you know, they were nervous that the ECW roster was going to possibly do something physically to him. And then next thing you know, Taz, with his WWF music, shows up, chokes out Mike Awesome, and he's the ECW Heavyweight Champion. I mean, everybody to this day, oh, that was amazing. It was epic. Trust me. Trust me. I watched to see what they were going to do with the ECW title on Raw and SmackDown. And little did we, you know, realize that Triple H punked out Taz, I think, within a week. Wasn't it Triple H versus Taz? And there's no way Taz was going to get over on that one. But, you know, Impact Wrestling has got to be floored. They have to be floored. If anybody in that company says that they are content with their ratings, with the AEW influx, should be fired immediately. Should be fired immediately. Just my opinion. Tyree Jones, it's up to you, my friend. Do I notice how Paul Heyman always stares at Roman all the way to the ring? Yes. Yes. In fact, it's funny because it's almost like a dog with a biscuit. You know, if you have a dog with a biscuit, pretend this is a biscuit. I mean, when my dog obviously is no longer here physically, you know, I have a tribute for him inside. But, you know, one thing I used to play with my dog is I'd have the biscuit. And wherever I put the biscuit, his eyes would follow the biscuit. And I would be like this. Paul Heyman, when Roman Reigns lifts the championship, Paul Heyman's eyes go with the belt. Roman Reigns is like this. I don't have any championship belts over here. I gave one away. Shout out to VJ, by the way. Let's pretend this is a belt. Let's use evil, because a lot of people think I'm evil. When Roman Reigns lifts the belt, Paul Heyman is like this. His eyes follow it everywhere. But the funny thing about it is, you know, obviously Paul Heyman is not a wrestler. So, you know, it's not jealous of the championship. But I do notice that. Paul Heyman just stares at Roman Reigns, does not take his eyes off that championship. And sometimes it's to the point where I'm laughing, especially when Roman Reigns lifts the belt up slowly and you see Paul Heyman with his head like. It reminds me, do that with, if you have a pet, look, you're not torturing the pet. If you have especially a dog, get a biscuit and just do what I do. Just put it in front of them and go like this. And you'll see their eyes go like this. That's what Paul Heyman is, in my opinion. Wrestling account. Can I make a video of me in the back of an Uber mooning passerbyers while screaming Affleck like the duck? Unfortunately, I cannot do that. I cannot get myself in legal trouble. And I tell you, I don't know if you are Johnny Dude, but, you know, I printed up. I was too lazy to put it on the screen today. I printed up a couple of notes. And some of you out there might remember about a week ago, somebody said that they had asked me a bunch of questions back in like January, and I never answered them. And I said, send them to me again. I mean, it's not intentional. I don't know why I wouldn't answer it. So this guy, Johnny Dude, sends me a paragraph of questions that he had asked. I'm saying this lightheartedly. I'm going to read this to you word for word. Tell me how I should answer this, okay? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because Wrestling Account's idea of me back in the back of an Uber, mooning people screaming, I think he wrote these questions. Check this out. From November 12th. Bit weird saying it. Noticed we haven't gotten any news on Jerry Lawler's son's investigation. Potential Shad Gaspard Award? Which stolen items from parents' house? I guess it wasn't worth it or risked it. I'm unsure. Suppose I hadn't voted in the election. Why? Why so-and-so decided to bail the former Monday show I'm on? You're in an apartment building? When, why say you're concerned on mom? She's not ill or in distress. Eh? I'm concerned on awful stuff happening similar to you on this statue, except something a bit different. To me, family, though I suppose, I'm not supposed to be concerned, though I am. Neat story, the activity occurring on your parents' street near your phone booths. Closed, I guess? Why say you got sick of Fight for Your Right song? I'm probably the same. Bit weird the way those parties are conducted, music or in general. Way people conduct themselves, it's crazy, weird. Similar to, dare I say, Twisted Sister. What is this guy talking about? Seriously, whatever drugs, and I'm saying this lightheartedly, whatever you were smoking when you wrote this up, my spam box blocks spam. I got $1 million waiting for me in Kenya. All I got to do is give my checking account information. Or, you know, my Amazon membership is expired. Click here to renew. It gets all blocked this. Something tells me my spam box is smart enough to block, like, drug-induced Q&As. I don't know what this was. So I give you props, man, because I know this is not a joke. But, I think it's pretty funny. By the way, thank you, Wrestling Account. Maybe I'll do the Affleck in the car again for you, or I'll do something else. I always wanted to go to the McDonald's drive-thru and do some of my impersonations, you know. But I know some people do that, you know, with the wrestlers when they go to the drive-thrus. But I want to do it a little bit different. But I just imagine going to the booth and the person says to me, like, how old are you? Why are you doing this? So I just don't have the balls to do it. I want to give a shout out to Brian. Brian, I emailed you earlier today. Your Hulkamania shirt is being shipped out to Canada. Middle of next week, you'll have it. Shout out to Bill Butler as well. Very cool. He went to the Hulk Hogan store in Florida, sent me tons of pictures. They actually let you hold Andre the Giant's trunks, and it's like this. I'm pretty surprised as the amount of memorabilia they let you touch in the Hulk Hogan store. But that's pretty cool, man. I'm going to Florida next year. In fact, I'm trying to make an impromptu road trip in about 2 months to go see an NXT event and an AEW event, if they're both going to be in Florida, and then hang out with a bunch of you. You know, I want to make like a 5-day trip out of it. It's not that easy right now because now with them returning to touring, I don't know what's going to go on as far as Florida. But I definitely want to pass the Hogan store. And if I meet Hogan, I'm going to be like, yo, that's fucked up, man. I wrote you a 5-page letter about my grandmother and apologizing to you for saying the things about, you know, the Hogan knows best stuff and you still never removed my block. I wouldn't have the balls to say any of that. I would probably just be in awe. I'm sorry. I know Hogan is fucked up in a lot of ways, but as a kid, I was a Hulkamaniac and he was larger than life to me. So, but yeah, I like the wrestling account name. You know, that for YouTube especially, to be able to get some of, you know, the names that you guys got, that's great. It shows that, you know, you grabbed it very early on. I've had a few people over the last year, 3 or 4, who go by the name Don Tony that said, hey, would you sell your Don Tony name on YouTube? I'm like, no. Speaking of requests, I don't want to mention the other two. Because I want to see what they're about. One of them sounds pretty serious and pretty legit. But I want to ask you all, to my friends that are in the UK right now. I know, what's that website? In Ringside News? Oh, yeah, they're derelicts. Fuck them. But I was going through all my emails earlier, and there was 3 interview requests. One of them is from Ringsiders Wrestling in the UK, and they've done apparently over 200 interviews, including Gallows and Anderson, Lance Archer, Shaul Guerrero, Trevor Murdoch, Mike Bennett, Warhorse, Nikita Koloff, and others, and wanted to interview me. So I never heard of them. I'm curious if any of you out there have ever heard of them. I'll be honest with you, I think the only reason why I probably would not do their interview is because they name dropped a couple other podcasts that apparently they're doing interviews for. I ain't no second and third fiddle. You know, interview everyone else and then reach out to me? Fuck that. So I'm curious if any of you have ever heard of them before. I've never heard of them before. You know, the email was rather nice. But, you know, I wrote this on Twitter. You know, few people have talked about interviews in the past. And I think I'm just going to always say the same disclaimer from now on. If you're going to ask me about my previous shows that I used to do, and you're not prepared to accept the answer that is given, do not waste my time. Because like I said, it wasn't a serial, but I don't enjoy sugar-coated fluff. I know it sounds like a pretty damn good cereal, but I'm not into fluff. So if someone wants to interview me and they want to know, you know, like why shows change and everything like that, be prepared to accept the answer, you know, with backup, you know, because if you can't handle, you know, shit like that, you have no business asking me those questions. So I'm just curious because I never heard of them before. Lee says they're kind of amateurish. Like I said, I think they seem pretty nice. You know, I'm not trying to make fun of them in any way, but don't name drop me that you interviewed other podcasters. I'm doing it since 1997. You know what I mean? Like, the only people that impress me are the disabled, my parents, and, you know, people out there battling this virus and, you know, a few select others, you know. Podcasting, I mean, Mish is probably the one because he's an animal. He does everything for everybody else. He takes care of everybody. But also, I got this too. I wanted to share it to you with you because I don't know anything about this, but they even offered me to interview people to review it. But, you know, we got Dark Side of the Ring. Well, there's a documentary that is coming out next week, May 20th, it's called The Other Side of the Ring. This is the cover art. I'm going to read you what they asked me to plug. There you go. The Other Side of the Ring. And it says, the gripping and poignant documentary, The Other Side of the Ring, releases on digital platforms May 20th. This fascinating film showcases four women within the male-dominated world of professional wrestling. Katarina Leigh Waters, Keta Meggett, Dahlia Doom, and Shelly Martinez star in a Jeremy Norrie film. The Other Side of the Ring will be available on Tubi TV, Vimeo, and demand on Google Play and other platforms. So you know, what I did, yeah, Lee, you're thinking what I'm thinking. What I decided to do was I decided to, where did I do it? Yeah, I decided to do this and this and this. And now I'm just going to be like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's Shelly Martinez. But, I mean, talk about showing a photo that's like 15, 20 years ago. And no disrespect to the one on top. But, I don't know. She looks like that. She's like the Nickelodeon champion. What is she, like 12? I mean, I don't know who their choices of doing this. The Other Side of the Ring. So, yeah, The Other Side of the Ring. No evil ocean. So, by the way, I thought I was pretty good with those play of words. Eva Lotion. A lot of people had Eva Lotion the last 2 days. Joe Pajaka from Australia. Hopefully I pronounced your name right. Big shout out to you. AS7607. You know, much love. Not tearing things to be insulting. Just want to get them out of the way. Yeah. With a stroke of the pen, Lee. I'll review it with the stroke of my pen. I don't know anything about that. The Other Side of the Ring. I think it is worth one more look. One more look. interesting choice of pictures. Interesting choice of pictures. Let's get that out of there. All right, let's get that out of there. That's enough. So anyway, want to do the contest now? Get out of the way? Like I said, I was originally going to do the watch-along. I was going to post a couple of words during the show. You would have to give me those special words plus the answer to the trivia. But again, I don't want anybody to have to sit through the whole show. If you win, you can have this. I will ship it out immediately to you. If that doesn't excite you and you want the money wheel instead, we could spin that wheel twice and whatever it comes out to. I should be up to date with everybody's prizes. Trust me. I last week made sure that I took care of everybody. So anyway, this is going to be a unique who dat. There are three answers, two pictures, and an audio clip. The audio clip features yours truly and the Masked Maniac. It's only a minute long. What I'm going to do is I am going to play you the audio clip. Do not post your answers yet. Then I'm going to show you two pictures. And then what you have to do is you have to tell me who these three people are. Very, very easy. Three names. That's all you got to do. I will tell you that the two pictures that you see are not pictures of the wrestlers when they were 19 years old and you can't recognize them. It's not like a wrestler who has facial hair now and I gave you a picture that they had no facial hair. I'm actually going to show you pictures of two wrestling figures. You will have to tell me who these two wrestlers are in the wrestling figures. And the most hilarious thing about it is one of them, and trust me, I am a huge Mercedes Martinez fan. You know that by now, as is Mish. One of these figures, if you put aside the fact that it's a male body, you would swear that you could use this as a template for Mercedes Martinez. The face looks exactly like Mercedes Martinez. I kid you not. So, two wrestling figures, And trust me, these names, big names, big names. It's not going to be like a local indie wrestler for, you know. By the way, yesterday I mentioned the passing of Havoc. He was only 45 years old. That's terrible. That's terrible. I reached out to two people who I'm friends with that used to wrestle and are now retired. We're very, very close with Havoc. And I asked them to give me some information. I know they're having a funeral mass tomorrow in Island Park, Long Island, and he's being buried Saturday. I have to go see my urologist tomorrow about this prostate shit. I wouldn't go anyway because I haven't talked to the guy in 17 years. But still, a tragedy. Nobody's talking about it. Believe me when I tell you, Havoc and Papa Don in the early to mid-2000s was a pretty legit tag team here in the Northeast. Havoc, Papa Don. Do some YouTube search. You'd be pleasantly surprised on how good they were. 45 years old. Unbelievable. I said yesterday I thought he would have been at least 50. When I got some of the information back, I'm like, 45? Are you kidding me? 45 years old. I honestly do not know the cause of death. So I don't want to. Yes, the Solution. They were known by the Solution. They feuded with the Boogie Knights, Christopher Street Connection, DRS. Fucking sad, man. Really sad. Way taken way too soon, man. So I don't mean to be a little Debbie Downer with that, but I wanted to make mention again because, like I said, nobody and their mother is talking about it, and that's kind of sad. So anyway, I'm going to play you an audio clip. Do not type the wrestler yet, because even if you get the name right, I'm not going to acknowledge it. So I'm going to play you a clip. And all you got to, you keep the name aside. I'll play you the clip. After I play you the clip, I will show you the two wrestling figures. And all you have to do is type who they are, the three names. If nobody gets all three names, then I might consider two out of the three, or I may give you a hint. I have no hints prepared, but trust me, I know their careers enough that I could come up with hints easy. So I will give you the first person. This is an audio clip. All you got to do is listen to the voice. Don't type the person's name yet. I have the chat on the screen so everybody could see the names. But let me play the clip. And this person is describing the masked maniac putting this person up in a hotel room. And it is the infamous Q Motor Inn that I have talked about with you guys so many times in the past. This wrestler is telling you his experience with the masked maniac sending him to a sex hotel.
Oh, my God. I you take me to this. First of all, I knew something was freaky at this place when the check-in guy was behind a bulletproof glass. That should have told me something.
Did you see the
The place smells like cum.
There's mirrors on the bed, and then all I hear is this. Someone pounding on the wall, and I hear, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, where the fuck did you put me?
Oh my God.
What the hell is this? It's like 3 in the morning. I'm flying out of LaGuardia at 6. I can't go anywhere else. I'm hearing some whore make $3 in the next room.
Oh man.
And all night long, I'm hearing some guy blow his load in 13 seconds.
That's why I want to put these Masked Maniac episodes that we did on here for all of you. The interviews that we did are nothing like the interviews that you hear other people do. You're going to have somebody tell a story like that, somebody who's predominant on TV. So you heard the voice. Do I need to play it again? Should I play it one more time? You want to hear the voice one more time? I'll play it one more time.
Oh, my God. You take me to this. First of all, I knew something was freaky at this place when the check-in guy was behind a bulletproof glass. That should have told me something.
Did you see
the place smells like cum.
There's mirrors on the bed, and then all I hear is this. Someone pounding on the wall, and I hear, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, where the fuck did you put me?
Oh my God.
What the hell is this? It's like 3 a.m. I'm flying to LaGuardia at 6. I can't go anywhere else. I'm hearing some whore make $3 in the next room.
Oh man.
And all night long I'm hearing some guy blow his load in 13 seconds.
Oh man, that brings back memories, man. I got so many gems to share with you. It's not just video stuff, obviously. All right, so now I am going to show you two wrestling figures. I'm not going to put them side by side. So whoever you have on the side for that person you just heard, keep that name aside. All right, I'm going to put this picture up for about 20 seconds. I think that's pretty fair. And take note. And then I'll put the third one. And as soon as I put the third picture, you can start putting your entries in. So here is, there you go. All right, that is a wrestling figure. So let that sink in a little bit. Let that sink in a little bit. Let's see if you can figure out who that is. Who that? Who that? I will tell you that it is one of the companies that is on television. It could be WWE, AEW, or Impact Wrestling. All right, so that is, you know, let that sink in. All right, let that sink in. I didn't. You got to get the third one, and then you type your answers. So everybody has gotten that one. You know, I'm not acknowledging anybody's answers right now, so I'm not going to say if you're right, you're wrong, or anything like that. But so now, hopefully, you have both names typed in your chat box. So all you got to do is now add the third name, hit enter. First person that gets it wins. Something tells me we will have a winner in literally 5 seconds. But this is why I like doing video, because when I reveal who these are, I think some people are going to be like, are you kidding me? All right, so take that one off. All right, here we go. Here we go. Hopefully we get a winner very, very quickly. Here is the other wrestling figure. Remember, you got to type all three names, no particular order. Who that? Tell me that doesn't look like Mercedes Martinez's face. Oh, my God. All right, let's see if we get a winner. We should have a winner in literally in 5 seconds. All right, hold on, hold on. Let's see. Oh, we got, yeah, we got one. We got a winner. We got a winner. I knew it was going to be fast. So we'll let some other guesses go in there. But we do have a winner. So you could type. You could type just to see some people's. But, yeah, we'll reveal it in a second. So, in fact, I will. You know, a lot of people were very pretty much on the ball with this. But Joe knew. Yes, he knew. KNEW, Joe knew. That was D'Lo Brown, interviewed by yours truly and the Mass Maniac, talking about when he stood at the Q Motor Inn. Let me just put this current. That was D'Lo Brown. No bullshit, everyone. WWF came out with this Billy Gunn figure. I don't know what the fuck that is, but that's a Billy Gunn figure that actually was on sale. I almost want to buy it just to put it behind on the wall. That is Billy Gunn. And no joke, this was Brian Pillman. This was the Stomp series, I think it was. I mean, look at that. But seriously, I'm not saying it to be a jerk. I'm a huge Mercedes. Tell me that face. If you take the hair out, add some bazoombas, make the hair black and put her outfit on, tell me that wouldn't be Mercedes Martinez. That's insane, man. That was a Brian Pillman figure. You imagine if Brian Pillman came home, God rest his soul, and he's like, kids, look, the latest figure came out. Harris says it looks like Courtney Love. It does. So, all right, so now the big question is, Joe New, do you want the signed magazine autographed by Too Cool, Rikishi, Grandmaster Sexay, and Scotty Too Hotty? Or do you want money? The money. I don't think it looks like Zoe Stark. I like Zoe Stark, man. I like that WWE, even though I think Zoe Stark will lose next week. We brought up yesterday that Toni Storm is 0-7, so she needs a win. So, Joe New, let me know if you would like the cash prize or if you want the mag. And your decision, I am fine with, no matter what it is. So we'll give him a second to decide. Joe New says he will go with the wheel. All right. Okay. So we'll that's cool. So we'll hold the magazine for next week. All right. There we go. So you know what? Because I know that magazine could fetch a really nice price on eBay, obviously, because, you know, the three in them another, you know, because of the tragedy. I'll spin it three times for you tonight. Spin it three times. And whatever it adds up to, it's yours. So I want to make it visible on here. Now, that's all I need is for it to hit the 100 three times in a row. So, all right, so let's spin it three times. Whatever it adds up to, it's yours. Let's go. Okay, you got a 20 spot. Got a 20 spot. So we're at 20. Two spins left. No! Oh, this close, dude. Another 20. Another 20. 40. 40. 40. Let's do it one more time. So he's got 40 so far. Ten in a spin, so you do get an extra spin. So he's at 50. All right, one more spin. We're at 50 right now. Good luck. Another 10 and a spin. He's at 60. It's all good. Look, you know, I want to make this clear. Let me finish this first, and I want to just tell something very important I think I need to say. But we're at 60 right now. Wow. Another spin. He's at 70. And a spin. Another spin. 70. One more spin. $25. The man got $95, everybody. Much love. Very cool. I probably don't even need to say this, but I want to say this anyway. Anybody that is kind enough to super chat or a membership or Patreon, I assure you that anything you contribute to yours truly, all right, that I accept, humbly accept it. And I put this back in the show, getting equipment, upgrading, you know, getting services done. It is not put into the wheel and other things. Without getting too technical about it, several years ago, when we were going to go to Patreon, I set up a corporation for the shows that I do. And some of you out there do podcasts, you might hear something here and decide, hey, I should do that too. Because what I did sparked Mish to do the same thing. And you'll understand why I'm saying this. I set up a corporation. I pay taxes. I also bought an insurance policy. Because when you deal with wackos like Captain Lenny, who did take me to court back in 2002, I didn't show up. It was mediation. You deal with wackos like that. In the back of your mind, you're always worried that somebody may sue you for slander. Over the years, doing the shows I do online and some of the stuff, especially I used to say back in the day, you know, I'm a little surprised that I didn't get sued once in a while. When WWE was going to try to take me to court over the ECW stuff, you know, I got nervous too about it. So I took out insurance, and I still have the insurance to this day, that if I'm ever sued or ever accused of something, my insurance takes care of everything. So I want to make that clear. My point is this, that any prizes I give away on the prize wheel or the magazines or collectibles, the AEW title, when I do my taxes at the end of the year, I deduct all that. It is a tax deduction. So I want everyone to understand clearly that you send me something generous to me, I don't want you to think that I'm taking that and throwing it on a prize wheel and just giving it to someone else. Because trust me, I gave somebody on a super chat about a year ago a pretty generous gift. I'm not going to say who it is. It's not a wrestling show, but it's somebody pretty famous. And the person has entertained me for years. And I gave the person the gift. And at the very end, the person announces that all the money that he got from that night, he was giving it to some cause. Now, I'm not going to say what the charity was. No, it was not Black Lives Matter. It was nothing controversial. But I was like, wait a minute. I gave this gift to this person as a gift, not to give it to this charitable cause. And I'm a very charitable person. But if I give like a birthday card to someone with money inside, I want them to take that money and buy themselves something, not turn around and give it to someone else. So I want to make that clear that anybody that is financially generous for me, I accept it humbly, obviously. I put it into the shows. It allows me to upgrade. I just got a second Rodecaster Pro mixer. One of our great friends of the show, Chris, got me these Audio-Technica headphones that are just outstanding. I'm not wearing them tonight because they kind of hurt my ears the other day, only because I do long shows. But anything I do on the prize wall or any prizes I give away, I deduct that from taxes at the end of the year. So I don't take your super chats and then say, oh, I'm going to give it away in a wheel Thursday. That's not the case at all. I want to make that perfectly clear. But I do give you advice, seriously. You do a podcast and you're generating any type of income whatsoever, even if it's only a couple hundred bucks, you really should consider setting up a corporation. And this way, if anything happens, especially you run into some legal trouble online, you know that you're protected in that way. The last thing you want to do is turn your personal life upside down because some asshole online. I mean, look, you see the controversy with Joey Ryan and you see him taking other people to court. And then you see there's this girl online, Felicia, I think a lot of you know, and some asshole is suing her. And she's got to get together like $20,000 in lawyer fees. And it's legit. It's legit. And, you know, that's why you really got to protect yourself more than anything else. Trust me. And pay the taxes. Pay the taxes. It was not fun for yours truly, what, 2.5 years ago, to get a letter in the mail from the IRS saying you owe them $10,000 from money that was generated on Patreon. I took care of the problem. I got it chopped down to a lot less, but still, you get something like that in the mail, you know, you trust me, it scares the shit out of you. So you want to make sure that you got yourself protected, you know. And I know there's a lot of people that have Patreon accounts, especially, that do not report that income to IRS. And believe me, they're playing Russian roulette with some major problems down the line. So, yes, Nir, I did see your email earlier, the peace email. Yeah, I brought it up earlier. You know, I want everybody to get along here. You don't have to like each other, but, you know, everybody has different views here on various topics. And if somebody really rubs you the wrong way, just ignore them. But, you know, you're a good man. You're definitely a good man. So, and I'm not just saying that. Yes, James Edward. Yes, I did hear about that. Now, I'll be more than happy. I'll be more than happy to talk about this a little bit. Thank you for the super chat, James. Zelina Vega might return to the WWE. Okay. The two big conversations being talked about tonight is Zelina Vega and Bray Wyatt. Now, first of all, I saw both sides of the coin discussed about Zelina Vega. First of all, I think people need to remember all of the tweets that she said about unionizing. And by the way, did we call it or did we call it? The Screen Actors Guild, was it Gabriella Cartieres? They did squat for pro wrestling. They, had a productive conversation with Zelina Vega. What did you talk about? Coffee? Role-playing, cosplaying, outfits, nutrition? You didn't talk about the benefits for wrestling. They did nothing. All Gabriella Cartieres is an ambulance chaser. She saw an opportunity, tried to sneak in there, like these ambulance chasers with their business. Here, take my card. Give me a call. You're in the street like this, and somebody's shoving a card in your face. That's what Gabriella Cartieres is. Andrew Yang. I told everybody last year that at the end of 2021, you're going to realize Andrew Yang is good at writing tweets and is good with other people's money. Andrew Yang was not in office last year. Why didn't Andrew Yang offer his services to try to help some of these wrestlers? You know, easy to write 320 characters that sound great and everything. He did shit for pro wrestling. He got all his attention and all of these podcasts, hook, line, and sinker. They interviewed Andrew Yang. Oh, what do you like at wrestling? What do you hear this? What do you hear that? What do you like this? What do you hear this? Andrew Yang did shit for wrestling. And now Zelina Vega shows up at the Performance Center. Now, the early word is that she's filming some stuff because they're doing something on The Rock's daughter. I have no idea what they're doing. But Zelina Vega is a really, really, I don't know her personally, but for those that I do know that are friendly with her, they say she is a sweetheart. So it's difficult for her to be in that situation. And you hear noise from this side. You hear noise from this side. You hear noise from here. And she doesn't know who is out for her and who is out for themselves. So when she made those early tweets about unionizing and this and that, you know, it reminded me a little bit of the concussion lawsuit. That a lawyer says things that sound nice, that you think are a possibility, and all it is at the end of the day, benefiting the lawyer more than it benefits anyone else. And this Screen Actors Guild, where's all the other wrestlers that wanted to step up? Why is it Zelina Vega and no one else? There was never any chance of unionizing. All these people that tweet fucked all that stuff about unionizing and benefits and this and that. You know, again, most of those people that did it are unemployed, that don't even have responsibility for themselves. And Andrew Yang is one of them. Andrew Yang might have meant well, but there was no chance of him doing anything. And you're going to go to the end of 2021, and you may end up having the poster child for the whole unionizing stuff, Zelina Vega, back in WWE. Let that sink in a little bit. Personally, I'm happy for Zelina Vega if they were able to negotiate some type of, you know, middle ground on this. Zelina Vega is not a bad person. I just think that some people got in her ear and saw an opportunity, like we said last year, ambulance chasers. And all Zelina Vega wants to do is just enjoy the hobbies that make her happy, make money, obviously, and enjoy life as much as you can. I think we all want that in some capacity. So the people out there that are calling her hypocrite, that she's going back to the evil people that won't unionize in it, you know, again, when I talk about social media and these god-awful people about the AEW stuff and other things, this is, most of them are the usual suspects. They're usually the same people. So I know, you know, I have a pretty lonely ship on social media because I don't go with that stuff. I'm not going to take my account and start belittling and criticizing and ripping and making fun of and trying to expose every negative thing out there. For what? So I feel better? So I feel I have status? Oh my God, I tweeted about this. And all these people responded back. Wow, I feel important. Andrew Yang, he's a wrestling fan through and through. I truly believe Andrew Yang meant well. But at the end of the day, there was nothing that ever made me think. Go back and just go on my channel and just type in Andrew Yang and listen to some of the conversations we had over the last year. Every single one of them ended with the same thing. You're going to go to the end of 2021 and realize Andrew Yang did nothing for pro wrestling. He basically just got eyes on himself. Very easy to tweet. Just like, you know, I have nothing against Bernie Sanders. But again, all these people talking about, oh, you can't find workers, raise your salaries to $20, you'll get all the workers. Take notice, musicians, politicians, athletes, blue check marks, actors, actresses, they all have their nest egg. They're all set for life. They're talking to the people who were forced to close down for a year that never recouped that money. And they don't care about those people. They care about the others. Why? Because just like with the Andrew Yang, when Andrew Yang tweeted that stuff about wrestling, Andrew Yang got 15,000 likes, retweets. Oh my God, you're spot on. It's finally somebody's going to do something about it. Oh, he was doing anything about it. Nobody did anything about it. And at the end of the day, Zelina Vega will be back in WWE in some capacity. Let that sink in. Conor McGregor fans writes, and I quote, "There will be a small percentage of people who are fully vaccinated and still get sick, hospitalized, or die from COVID-19. Yeah, just like people who have gotten a flu shot. There'll be a small percentage of people who have gotten the flu shot who will still get sick, hospitalized, and possibly even die from the flu. Pneumonia. All right. Cancer. You could do everything right and still get sick. All right. COVID is no different than anything else out there. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke my entire life. How did I get lung cancer? Shit happens. Our bodies are not perfect. But when the chances of something happening is 99.5%, you got to be one of the most unlucky bastards to be in that 0.5%. But there's nothing out there that's 100% guaranteed. Oh, if I eat nothing but apples my whole life, I'll never get cancer. I'll never get issues with my blood. I'll eat grass. I won't touch a spot of meat. How did I get sick? It happens. There's no guarantee. I understand, Connor, why you're saying that. What you're saying makes sense. It's risk. But you don't have to be vaccinated to lower risk. Obviously, you'll have to take more precautions than others, wear a mask, you know, wash hands, you know, quite often, and social distance, and be very careful of your surroundings. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I mean, New York, more than likely, in the next couple of days, New York is going to lift the mask mandate for vaccinated people because they're going to get hit with tons of reporters in New York, because that's how New York operates, and they're going to say, wait a minute, you always said you followed the science. Science now says you don't have to wear a mask. They will drop the mask the next couple of days. No doubt about it. I'll be honest with you. I talked about it with my fiance tonight. Tomorrow, even though I cut up some masks earlier, most of my masks I'm going to throw away or give away. But I will still keep a couple on hand. If I go to the post office, I'm going to put the mask on. If I go to some surrounding that there's people around me that I don't know, I'm going to put it on. I'm not worried about getting sick, but I just, this is honest, my honest answer. It might sound a little fucked up to some of you. It's not anymore that, oh, I'm just showing respect to my neighbors. By me wearing a mask, I'm showing that I respect my neighbors and I don't want them to get sick, and that's why I'm wearing a mask. I felt that way for a very long time. I felt, even after I got vaccinated, I said, hey, you know, I'm vaccinated, but you know what? The person next to me has no idea if I'm vaccinated or not, so I'll keep the mask on out of respect. I did that for a very long time. Now, the only reason why I'm keeping the mask on is because I don't want to have to deal with some whack job that might be standing next to me who freaks out because I'm not wearing a mask and they may not have been vaccinated. I don't want to deal with whack jobs. And guess what? I actually feel bad for a lot of people out there because at the expense of Trump, more than anything else, and look, I didn't vote for Trump, so I'm not defending Trump here, but at the expense of Trump, they put such paranoid in people's minds about this vaccine that it could screw up your fertility system. My own, some of my own family members, my brother's wife does not want my brother to get vaccinated. My brother has not been vaccinated yet. My brother's kids, one of them wants to get vaccinated, the other one doesn't, and the mother doesn't want them to be vaccinated because she's convinced that it could screw up your fertility. If you could become fertile or something like that. They put such a scare into people, even people who are vaccinated. And they kept telling you that even though you're vaccinated, you could still get sick and you could still kill someone. You do that long enough and people are freaked the fuck out. So there are going to be people out there. It's almost like abusing a dog. You know, if you have a dog and you, I don't condone this, but you slap it once in a blue moon, it's an oddball occurrence, and the dog probably forget about it a few minutes later. But if you keep kicking the dog, kicking the dog, kicking the dog, kicking the dog, kicking the dog for 16 months, and then all of a sudden, you go to pet the dog and give it treats and some toys. You think that dog is going to suddenly be like, oh, everything's cool? That dog ain't going to fucking trust anybody. And it is going to take a long time to convince that dog that that dog is not going to be abused anymore. There's a lot of people in this world, not just in the United States, but overseas also, they have been traumatized with the thought that they could get sick, die, kill somebody else. And when they got the vaccines out there and they had that study that 99.6% of people who got fully vaccinated and went through that 2-week period afterwards, that zero of them had to go to the hospital. And that usually the worst you could get is some sniffles if you happen to be one of the very few that caught it again. No, they said that even though you're vaccinated, you still got to wear a mask. You still got to social distance. And a lot of people started saying, what am I getting vaccinated for? And that, including Trump when he's running for re-election, and everybody on the other side is saying, You don't trust the vaccine. Trump is pushing it out there so he could get reelected. He wanted the approval before the election so he could use that and everybody would reelect him because he was able to get that through the finish line. And you want to know something? I believe that. I truly believe that the biggest reason why Trump was trying to push this vaccine to be released before Election Day was to help him regain election. It would be another notch on his resume. Look what I did. I did the impossible. So you put that paranoia in people's heads that you can't trust the vaccine, you can't trust the people behind you, you can't trust this, you can't trust that, and now all of a sudden Biden becomes president and everybody's supposed to trust that the vaccine is safe. They traumatized hundreds of millions of people across this world. And going tomorrow and saying, oh, you could take the mask off, there's going to be so many people who are vaccinated, they're going to say, I'm not taking a mask off. I don't trust these people. I don't know what to believe. So I'd rather keep the mask on just to be safe. You know, and you have no idea how many people are going to be like that. And I don't want to be in a situation where I'm fully vaccinated and then the person next to me starts to sweat bullets and starts to get nervous and starts to get all freaked out. Because, oh my God, how do I know if this person next to me is vaccinated? You know, I'm getting I think I might have revealed this once before. Tell you very, very quickly, very quickly. Up until about 3 months ago, the total number of times that I went out to eat with my fiance once COVID started shutting everything down last March. The number of times I went out to eat with her out in public, other than Mohegan Sun, was once. I actually had taken a picture and posted it on social media. And I think it was in October of last year, I think it was. We were the only people at this restaurant and we were sitting outside. The waiter came over. He didn't have a mask on. We didn't get vaccinated until February. She got vaccinated in March. In October of last year, none of us were vaccinated. The waiter came over without a mask on. He put the mask on, but he didn't have the mask on for about maybe 10, 15 seconds. My fiance had a panic attack. She got up, went into my truck, and I had to tell the waiter, look, we're going to take everything to go. She doesn't feel good. And she lost it. She started crying. She started getting nervous. She lives with her parents. One is 80, and the other is 70. And she started freaking out that, you know, oh my God, I was exposed to this guy for 15 seconds, and that's all you need. And I think emotionally, that night she started feeling sick and she was freaking out that she thought she had COVID. And after that, I said, we're not going out to dinner anymore. Till you feel comfortable, we're not. I mean, we went to Connecticut and she felt comfortable because of all the safety precautions that were being done. But the thing is something as simple as somebody not wearing a mask for 15 seconds and she had a freaking panic attack. So that was in October of last year. November, December, January, February, March, April, May. That was 7 months later. Obviously, things are much better now. But just imagine all of that emotional stuff being fed to you for the last 16 months. And you think people are suddenly going to... You will have a lot of people that will burn their masks and they'll film it and they'll do probably similar what I wanted to do early until I burned my finger. But there's tons of people rattled in this country. There's going to be tons of people that will not ever go back to work, that they were so freaked out by this virus that they're going to insist on working from home for the next couple of years. I understand the teachers are doing it for union stuff and everything like that, but you got a lot of other people out there that will not return to work because they're afraid that they could still get sick. That's what happens when you want to become president. They wanted to get Trump out of office so bad that they had to make this virus feel that you were going to turn into a gremlin. It would have been a new movie, a new Gremlins movie. get vaccinated. Instead of being given water, you get the vaccine, you turn into a gremlin. And that was the beginning of it all. And it just built. Look at Fauci today, like I said earlier today. Go on YouTube later and just search Fauci and whoever the guy I said earlier that that interviewed him. And they said, what changed in the last week that now you're saying that that vaccinated people don't have to wear a mask? And they said, our suspicions tell us. What does that mean? They will not reference a study. When those studies start coming out in the United States, remember I told you this, because everything we've talked about in the last 10 months has pretty much happened. You're going to find out that there were reports months and months and months and months ago that vaccinated people didn't have to wear the mask anymore. And they kept it quiet. And I understand why they did that. If they would have done that 6 months ago and said, oh, vaccinated people, you could take the mask off, you would add a whole ton of unvaccinated people saying, fuck it, I'm taking my mask off too. You know, I'm not going to be held back. So that's why they did it. I understand why they did it. The problem is we live in a free country and you can't do things like that simply because you think people are not going to go along with, no. Watch. Charlie says they burned them in Utah. I don't doubt it, man. There's going to be so much shit going on. Mark, everybody else talking about it. There's going to be so much stuff going on. You have no idea, man. I mean, I don't bring religion into the shows all that much. So I'm just saying as general, but I truly am praying for a lot of people out there because I know a lot of people whose lives have changed probably permanently because of what happened with this virus. I mean, it's screwed up a lot of people. You know, in February of last year, I made a decision. I remember talking about it on the show. Do I want to tweet or do I want to eat? I tried to live my life as normal as possible, but dealing with the virus. And it was not fun. It was not fun to go to my parents' house early on. And I go up to my mom to give her a kiss and a hug. Because you know I'm very close with them, and my mom says, I don't think it's a good idea. And I said, okay. And I didn't say anything else, but in the back of my mind is, but she doesn't trust me. She thinks that I'm careless. Or is she worried about me? You know, we're talking, you know, fall of last year. You know, that's not fun, you know. And then what happened with my father, you know, I think a lot of people forget this. You know, obviously my father with the heart surgery a couple of months ago, but some of you may remember in like October and November of last year, we thought he had COVID, that he had pneumonia so bad that they were going to admit him in a hospital. And the worst part about it is at that time you couldn't even see anybody. And thank God it wasn't COVID, but still, there are people that are just, you have no idea, man. I know a lot of people did not like Cody's promo yesterday. I know it felt like it rambled a little bit. And I know it's not that big of a deal. But when Cody talked about bringing back fans full capacity, and when he said, thank God, that's not Cody the businessman talking. That is the human being that wants to feel like we're getting back to some type of normalcy. All right, I know there's a lot of people that are rubbed the wrong way by Cody, and I'm not the biggest Cody fan, obviously. I'm not that, you know, big of a Cody fan. But little things like that, you get to really see a little bit of the human side of it. And there's a lot of people in wrestling. I told you at WrestleMania you were going to see grown men wrestlers crying. Drew McIntyre was one of the first ones. Crying simply because fans were there. This has secluded so many people, and this leads me to Bray Wyatt. And after the Bray Wyatt, I think we could start wrapping this up for tonight. I am going to choose to be responsible about the Bray Wyatt conversation. Bray Wyatt, obviously, is off TV again. We really haven't had much going on with him this year. I've already pointed out Bray Wyatt's lack of work in 2020. And I tell you, I'm very, very surprised at the number of websites reporting the likely reason why Bray Wyatt is not on TV right now. And what was going around early on is that Bray Wyatt requested the time off, that he's having a difficult time right now emotionally, and a lot of it has to do with Brody Lee passing away, that he's still having a very hard time getting past that. Now, I don't doubt that at all. I don't doubt that at all. You know, a very, very close friend who is really family taken the way that Brody Lee was, that could devastate anybody. But I was looking into to see where this was coming from. And I looked at the social media accounts, nothing. I looked at cryptic tweets, nothing. Then I realized that the majority of these websites were referencing a conversation that Vince Russo had with somebody. Vince Russo. Now, you all know I am a loyal supporter of Vince Russo, always have been, never wavered, and still subscribe to the brand and everything else, and I will always support Vince Russo. So I'm not in any way, shape, or form criticizing the guy. But I was just saying to myself, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't care who Vince Russo was talking to. All these websites enjoy ripping the shit out of Vince Russo, taking away his credibility, that he was a joke in wrestling, brawl for it all, dark side of the ring, dark side of this, rip Russo, blame Russo for everything. And now you're going to trust a conversation with Vince Russo just to get hits? I don't doubt that their conversation was legit. I don't doubt that at all. But I was like, wow, that's pretty freaking selfish that you could put this man down repeatedly. And he happens to have a conversation with someone who says that Bray Wyatt is having a very tough time dealing with the passing of Brody Lee. And everybody runs with it. I thought that was really intriguing. So I am going to stay on the side of precaution. And I am not going to go along that route until we get something more concrete from either the man himself or close friends of Bray Wyatt. And I don't expect Bray Wyatt to address this online, because how do you even address it? Let's just say that it's not true, that Bray Wyatt is obviously devastated by the passing of his friend, but Bray Wyatt, you know, wrestling is wrestling, and, you know, he can return if he wants to, or if they need him. Now, let's just say that that's not the reason why he's off TV. How does Bray Wyatt look if he goes on social media and says, oh, the reports going around are not true? Even if he does it in a cryptic fiend way, that comes off cold. And it comes off like, oh, I guess he's not devastated by Brody Lee. There's no right way to address that. So Bray Wyatt, you know, he's in a situation where he really can't say much about this, because if what's being reported is overblown and Bray Wyatt's willing to work, he could work and still pay tribute to Brody Lee and continue doing that for the rest of his career. But how do you acknowledge that or dispute that? So, yeah, Nir, I'm sorry, Nir. I forgot the photos again. But you're a channel member. So what I'll do Saturday, I was going to do the Q&A tomorrow for the members only, but I forgot I have the doctor's appointment. So I'm going to do it during the weekend, but I will get the photos out. I will show you a few. So, you know, it's a little more complicated than that because I'd like to scan them in the computer so you can see some really nice digital copies of it. I actually may have a few. I don't think I could show you now. No, you know what? I think I have a few on my personal Facebook page. So maybe I could just NRT it. And when I record the Q&A this weekend, I'll NRT it so you could see it on the screen. So definitely do it by this weekend. But yeah, Gordon, this is a really, really touchy situation with Bray Wyatt. And I think it's very careless to go with it. You know what I mean? Because you don't, I mean, obviously he's devastated. A lot of people, you know, that were close with Brody Lee are devastated. Obviously everybody handles pain and death differently with loved ones. So there is no right or wrong way to go about this. But this is something that if you have any respect for Brody Lee and any respect for Bray Wyatt, do not assume that a third party conversation is 100% accurate. And I will almost guarantee you that before tomorrow, you will have a ton of podcasters that are going to clickbait the shit out of this, that they will have Bray Wyatt depressed, Bray Wyatt off TV for Brody Lee, Bray Wyatt devastated, Bray Wyatt mentally ill. I mean, they're going to tweet, clickbait Bray Wyatt so much out of this. Show a little respect for the guy. Show a little respect for Brody Lee. You don't know how much of this is accurate with him being off TV. You don't know if it's a creative issue. You don't know what it is. I think it's disrespectful to run with a story where you don't even know how much of it is accurate. So, yeah, Sam, we've all lost friends. You know, my best friend that, you know, I had lost touch with, but my best friend died about 2.5 years ago. And they sprinkled his ashes in the sea. And I didn't go. I just didn't want to be there. I mean, because the last memory I had with him, you know, he turned into a crackhead. And it's like, I didn't want to go back to that area, you know, and just relive that. I just wanted to try to, you know, keep the memories and try to remember the more positive stuff. And I didn't go to his funeral. So, you know, I mean, yeah, some of you, Sam and others are writing some, you know, tragedies you've gone through. We've all gone through some tragedy. And a tragedy doesn't have to be by tragic circumstance. You could have a tragic passing of someone unexpectedly. I mean, look, I talked about Havoc earlier. I don't know why he passed, but I know Papa Don is floored by it. I know the family of Havoc is devastated behind it. Who thinks that somebody's going to die at 45 years old? Papa Don was a pretty big motherfucker back in the day. And I don't mean like heavy or, you know, he was nice, big, built, you know, guy. No idea why he passed. So you can have someone just die at a young age out of nowhere for any reason, and that's tragic. So I just think people really need to be a little bit more respectful. You know, I understand that craving for attention, you know, on the social media. I understand the craving for attention on YouTube. I understand the craving of acknowledgement and feeling you have status and everything. But man, you know, if you really were, put it this way, if you really were angry at Bruce Mitchell insisting that we are told why Brody Lee died, if that really offended you, I think it's almost as offensive to use this story as a way to get attention to yourself where you don't even know if the story is accurate. It's a third person. It's someone that you don't even know if it's true, let alone the people out there that disrespect Vince Russo all the time. Now, all of a sudden, they get to trust it as a reliable source. I'm not saying it's a knock to Vince Russo, but, man, you know, I just think that that is just a wrong way to go about this. So, but, yeah, did we ever find out who went on Twitter and said, caption this, and it was the picture of Sonny? Did anybody happen to look earlier? I know I was giving away a shirt. I would have loved to go off this show and actually be able to tell you who it was. In fact, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to try to find it myself. I'm going to see. I'm going to see if I can find it right now. So I'm going to just type in Sonny, caption this, and let's see. Latest. Trying to find it. Yeah, the one in the courtroom. Sonny in the courtroom. You know what? I'm probably going to have to put Tammy Sitch. You know what? I'll probably just put Tammy Sitch. I bet you it comes up. Because this is definitely one that I just thought was the pinnacle of disrespect. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, hold on. I think we're getting close. Hold on. No. I see a picture of her, but it's not the right one. I'll find. Wait, Big T says it was Ken. What does that mean? Ken knows who it was? I don't know who. Let's see. Caption this. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be able to find it like this. But you know what? I promise you this. I will have it by tomorrow. I'll have it by tomorrow. Yeah, I'm pulling up caption this, and I'm, for some reason, a lot of X-rated pictures are coming up. Yeah, we're not putting this on the screen. I'll find out tomorrow. I will definitely let you know tomorrow. Nier says it was the inner circle of disrespect. You know what? I think you are right, Nier. I think you are right. I don't think I could get the screenshot right now. Let me see. Inner circle of disrespect. You know, just because you say that you're disrespectful doesn't mean that you should be disrespectful. And that's pretty fucked up. Let me see. Caption this. Inner circle of disrespect. Caption this. Let's see. No, I can't. Oh, you can see it in the glare of the wheel. Oh, no, you can't see that. Yeah, inner circle. I'm going to look at it tonight because it's going to be stupid for me to try to type this now. I will try one more thing. Let's see if it comes up. No, it's not inner circle of disrespect. It's probably very close to that, but I'll get the screenshot because I saw it within a day or two. So all I got to do is check my wall because I don't follow many people. So I'll let you know tomorrow. I'll let you know who it was. I will screenshot it and you will see who the asshole is that did that. Again, you know, not making excuses for Sonny. She definitely deserves, you know, some of what's happening to her. But to turn around and to like mock it and laugh at it, caption this, I would have captioned it. I said, I hope that's your mother or your grandmother that gets in legal trouble. And then we find out who you are and then we all laugh at your fucking family. But I don't even waste my time because these are people that hide behind, you know, like not even real names or people that hide behind, you know, old photos or baby photos. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't even know who you're cursing out. You know, these are just very disturbed, sad people. So anyway, I'll check it out. I'll let you know tomorrow. But with that said, I'm going to jet out of here. We have been going 2 hours, 10 minutes. So I want to thank everybody for hanging out today. And remember, the Too Cool Side Magazine will carry it over to next week. You know, we'll give it a week or two. If nobody chooses that as a prize, you know, we'll put it on the back burner. But like I said, in the very near future, we're going to give away something a little bit more substantial. And we'll hype that up probably for a week or two beforehand. But everyone, don't forget tomorrow, AEW and NXT quarter hour ratings, SmackDown recap, WrestleMania backlash predictions. I will be doing a predictions contest on Patreon. I'll be doing one for the channel members. There will be a tiebreaker this time around, so we don't have any battles, you know, for who wins. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, yes, now somebody's saying it was the pinnacle of disrespect. I will get the screenshot, I promise you. You know me, I probably won't go to sleep until I find it. I'm not going to post it on Twitter, though. I don't even want to give that person any publicity on Twitter. But I will screenshot their page, and that will be the first thing that I open up with Friday night so you could see what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not trying to be this goody two-shoes that everything has to be, like, you know, perfect and good and this and that. But, man, the level of disrespect out there is just sad because, you know the saying, you know, misery, what was it called? Misery enjoys, what was the saying? I'm drawing a brain fart right now. Misery loves company, I think it is. And it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible, man. You know, we should be celebrating the fact that this virus is starting to get out of here a little bit, you know, and all this fighting and this shit going on. It just, misery loves company. Thank you. Thank you, Lee and Austin. Misery loves company. Now Nier says it was the NWO of disrespect. It was the degenerates. It was the Degeneration X of disrespect. Grimm's Toy Show. I hope it wasn't Grimm's Toy Show. That ain't funny, man. It's not funny. That YouTube clip was not funny either. You know, 10 miserable people that are... Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. It's on YouTube. In fact, you know what? I know you could see this. Yeah. I know you could see this. Let me see if I can find this. Hold on. 10. I know the screen is a little bit messed up, but look, 10 wrestlers rotting... All I gotta do is just pretend wrestlers. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
7 WWE wrestlers currently rotting in jail, and the reasons why.
Seriously. What is it? Curious Reads? Go fuck yourself. Seriously. Curious Reads. That's who it is. I know their statistics are popping up, but let me see if I could show you. There we go. Yep. Let me see if I can move this over. Yeah. 7 WWE wrestlers currently rotting in jail with big capital letters. I mean, seriously, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Sorry that the chat room died as a result to that because I took that out of there. But yeah, come on, man. Are you serious to put something like that? There's just some big assholes out there. Anyway. The good news is that we are not. And I'm not just speaking for me. I'm speaking for pretty much all of you out there as well. You know, we could be assholes at times. I mean, but I think we know when to say when. You know, we do instigate. We like to ruffle some feathers and like to fuck around and troll a little bit. There's no question. We all do it. But, you know, there's a point where you need to draw the line. And shit like that just really pisses me off, man. But that's not the one I was talking about on Twitter that said caption this. I will get that tonight. I will show you tomorrow. I am going to jet out of here. So everyone have a great night. Post your comments, as always, in the comment section. Much appreciated. You know I respond to everybody. And it would be very disrespectful if I didn't at least give a thank you to my VIPers over at Patreon. Look, I know... I only post the VIPers here. I mean, there's a couple of hundred on Patreon. If I posted everybody's name, we would sit here literally for 20 minutes. But for our VIPers out there, I thank you. And honestly, that's one of the reasons why I never put Patreon on here, because you don't want to leave anybody out. But... you know, I wanted to do this for our VIPers. I mean, the fact that they're still hanging around, especially that there's been changes, you know, with the shows and everything, you know, they definitely deserve a little bit of acknowledgement. But everyone, before you go, I know I didn't say this at all tonight, but I would greatly appreciate it. I know it says Wednesday Night Dynamite. I didn't change the logo from last week. But like, share, subscribe. The more you do that, the more that tells YouTube that you're enjoying the content and they will recommend it to others. And I'm still amazed at this. That does not look like Brian Pillman. But, I mean, literally, I got to do a side-by-side of Mercedes Martinez. It just, for some reason, for me, it looks exactly like Mercedes Martinez. And who in their right mind, I mean, I just don't see Billy Gunn on this at all. I mean, it's weird because my first wrestling figure was Roddy Piper in 1985. And that figure was pretty decent. It looked like him. And that, after all those years, that's the progression of wrestling figures in the early 2000s, or late 90s, I should say, because Pillman died, I think, in 97. So, yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, everyone, have a great night. Much love as always. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. And if you're around tomorrow night, 10.05 p.m. Eastern, join me, and we'll have some fun discussion, and I'll talk to you then. So be well, everyone. Have a good night.